In the next kina lamed ches, Tzion ateras tzvi, Yerushalayim, specifically in Eretz Yisrael in general, is personified. We actually give Yerushalayim and Yisrael, we give them human characteristics. The Mekonein is following in the footsteps of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, who began to refer to Yerushalayim in second person, as an individual, as almost like a person that can be addressed. In Kina Lamed Vav, Tzion Halo Tishali, and that Kina's inspiration for our Mekonein in Lamed Ches, Rabbi Elazar Hadarshan, one of Rishonei Ashkenaz. And here in this Kina, I think it's possible to go one step further and ask ourselves, what type of person or what type of relationship does the Jewish people have with Yerushalayim? Because in this Kina, Yerushalayim is not just given human characteristics, but a specific human. There's something particular here that the Mekonein wants us to realize about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not just referred to as any individual. But if you look in the third stanza, Yerushalayim is given very specific status. Gam hanefutzim b'chol arba katzavos. The Jews who have been scattered throughout the globe. Veheim dorshei shlomech. They are still seeking you out, Yerushalayim. Binosayich uvanayich. And they are still interested and seeking out and yearning for your sons and your daughters. Meaning the Jewish people in this third stanza of the Kina is referred to the children of Yerushalayim. That means we, the Jewish people, when we read this Kina, we're not just calling Jerusalem an individual, and we're not just addressing Jerusalem in second person. We're treating Jerusalem as a mother. A mother who has given up her children, who have been distanced from her, but will never forget her. Like a child always will remain connected to a mother because of that unique bond that they had at childbirth and through the months and sometimes years of nursing. This is the type of relationship we have with Jerusalem. It is unbreakable. There is nothing that can sever the bond between us. And perhaps for this reason, in the fifth stanza, towards the middle of the Kina, in the stanza that begins, Evchar, Evchar lekaas v'kipod yishkenuvach. I would rather see wildlife, wild birds, living in Jerusalem. Vo'oili im Edom v'arav kinenu v'kinayich. And woe is to me, how painful it is to me when I see the two superpowers of the world, Edom v'arav, the Christian world and the Muslim world, when I see them controlling and are sovereign in Jerusalem. From the times of the Churban Beis HaMikdash until today, Jerusalem has always been constantly been changing hands between Edom and Arav, between Rome, the Christian world, and the Arab world, the Muslim world. And why does the Mekonein say that he would rather see wildlife in Jerusalem than the Christians or the Arabs? Because if Jerusalem is a mother, then we'd much rather see her desolate than being controlled by somebody foreign, by someone from the outside who doesn't respect her, doesn't love her, and doesn't appreciate her warmth and her love. So Jerusalem in this Kina is referred to a mother that although we have been scattered and distanced from her, we will never forget her. And we continue to yearn for her and mourn for her. And b'zichus that mourning, we should see the last stanza of the kina become a reality. Hisori li kras dodech. May we live to see the day that you wake up, you get up from the earth, Jerusalem. Bishuvo el ma'onayach. And may we see the presence of God upon you once again.